This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Democratic majority-led U.S. House of Representatives will start debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The 45th president is on the verge of becoming the first impeached twice. House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week.
We fight like hell.
Saying his own words at a rally showed he egged on supporters who assaulted the building and praised them during the attack. The president showing no remorse.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
And blasted Democrats for moving ahead with impeachment.
Causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Some House Republicans say they'll vote to impeach, including number three GOP leader Liz Cheney. The House had been urging Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president, but Pence refused, saying it's time to unite. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after last week's attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol a week ago today. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition, punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Kuwait's Prime Minister Sabah al-Khalid al-Sabah presented the resignation of his cabinet to the country's ruler Wednesday, days before the premier was due to be questioned in parliament over his choice of ministers and other issues. The standoff between the governments and parliament less than a month after the cabinet was appointed poses the first big challenge to Emir Sheikh Nawaf al-Ahmad al-Sabah, who assumed power in September. More than 80 civilians were killed in an attack Tuesday on Ethiopia's border with Sudan, the state-appointed Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said Wednesday. More than 220 people were killed in an attack last month in the same region. Sustainable measures need to be put in place to allow unhindered transport of goods between Great Britain and Northern Ireland once a grace period finishes at the end of March. That's what British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove told Parliament Wednesday. Britain's major supermarket said Wednesday, quote, urgent intervention, end quote, was needed to prevent significant disruption to Northern Ireland food supplies in the coming months. Japan has expanded a coronavirus state of emergency for seven more regions, affecting more than half the population amid a surge in infections across the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The government is asking bars and restaurants in seven prefectures to close by 8 p.m., employers to have 70% of their staff work from home, and residents in the affected areas to avoid going out for non-essential purposes. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also says Japan will fully ban foreign visitors while the state of emergency is in place. Suga has been criticised as being too slow to act as the country's number of reported coronavirus infections and deaths roughly doubled over the past month to about 300,000 and 4,100. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered officials Wednesday to begin mass coronavirus inoculations next week and to open up the vaccination program to all Russians. The country has the world's fourth highest number of COVID-19 cases and started large-scale vaccinations last month. The RDIF Sovereign Wealth Fund has said 1.5 million Russians have already been inoculated with the Sputnik V vaccine. The Vatican, the world's smallest state, began its own ambitious COVID-19 vaccination program Wednesday, but it was still not clear when Pope Francis would get his shot. A statement said the program started in the atrium of the large audience hall that is normally used for papal audiences. It gave no details, but a source said the first doses were administered to doctors and other members of the Vatican Health Services. The coronavirus mutation first found in Britain has now spread to 50 territories, according to the World Health Organization, while a similar South African-identified strain has now been found in 20. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.